Hello there. Hi, everybody. So welcome to the first in our series of healing podcasts, I suppose. So we are today meeting with the lovely Fidelma, Fidelma McNamee. And Fidelma and I have had some journey, had some journey together. So Fidelma is what I would now consider a friend and a colleague. But it didn't start that way. Fidelma and I worked therapeutically for some time. I have to say, being a part of Fidelma's journey, birth and journey, which we're going to talk about today, and healing journey has been incredible. The journey that Fidelma has taken for me has been a real privilege to be part of, to witness the opening of wounds, to witness the undoing of those wounds, and then to witness, which has been spectacular, is the true essence of Fidelma's being, and as she calls it, and she'll talk about this in a wee minute, her thumbprint coming to full fruition has been an incredible privilege. When you get to do this work, you get to do this, you get to have these privileges, and I'm going to share this work with you. Now, the premise of this today is simply to help you help you. We both collectively have been on a healing journey on our own rights. And what we really want to do today is talk about a particular part of the healing journey, which we call the birthing process, where material is coming under your awareness, where material is coming through your body, where you're in possibly a state of turmoil, not understanding what's happening, why it's happening, where it's coming from. So we want to talk to that, and we want to try and give some, I don't know if remedy is the right answer, but some hope. Maybe Fidelma, is that hope is what we're hoping to do today. I don't know how you feel about that, but that's what I hope. I hope we give somebody who's gone through that birthing process a wee bit of hope. What do you think?
Absolutely. Can I just thank you, Shauna, as well, for giving me the absolute privilege of joining you. I feel very honoured being in your presence with the absolute profound work that you have done. So thank you for this lovely opportunity. In terms of this, my intention would be if we can give one person the hope of healing, it would be an absolutely beautiful outcome, because at the birthing stage for me, if somebody had came to me and say, listen, here's the baton, hold it, and I promise you that this is the way home.
Wow.
I would have grabbed it with two hands, because the depth and the pain of the birthing process is so difficult. There's so many mixed messages out there, so many remedies, so many solutions. And the weight of that on top of actually birthing itself is really, really difficult. So yes, for me, along with you, Shauna, the outcome of this today would be to say to somebody that this is the way home and this is the hope.
That's so beautifully put, the way home, because when something's birthing, and we're going to talk about what is birthing, what do we mean by birthing? It's just a phrase that I use for the opening. I get many people in the office who obviously are birthing stuff. And when we're talking, when Fidelma and I are talking about birthing, we're talking of the specifics of it, as we all have wounds, anxieties. We all have material pain, difficulty, what I call core wounds, anxieties. And most of that stuff lays dormant, and we just get on with life. Most of that stuff lies within us, and we're not aware of it. We're not available to it. It's not like it's hanging around with us every day. And on occasion, this stuff comes through us, comes through our thoughts, comes through our bodies and feeling. It comes through us in difficulty, it comes through as intrusive thoughts and in somatic pain or really emotional pain. And that doesn't come clearly. It doesn't come succinctly. It doesn't come with memos or like a roadmap, or it doesn't come with a why. It doesn't come with a here I am and I'm a piece of pain from your childhood past. Dear God, if it did, wouldn't that be helpful? It comes with noise, it comes with really difficult intrusive thoughts and these difficult feelings and maybe a full panic set date. It comes with resistance, it comes with confusion, it comes with turmoil, it comes with trying to make sense of it, not knowing why or where or when or what. And then it comes from that place. I don't know about you, but mine came like that film. How did this material come through you?
Probably much the same, Shauna, but looking back, I would probably describe it as a bit of a light switch moment. It was like the lights went off, and I literally stopped. But what I think that is really is, or what I know it is, to be honest, is that your body has been signaling to you for so long to listen and listen and listen. And you have been pushing it away and not wanting to answer it, not that all of a sudden it's like, I'm going to make you listen. I need you to listen.
Wow.
And that's when the actual birthing comes. If I had have understood what that was at that time, my interpretation of it, that it was some type of failure, some type of madness, some type of shame, and it needed to be fixed. It needed to be. And I mean, there's, as I say, so many people and so many gorgeous people who want to help you when you're at that stage. But if I had actually known that this is what that actually was, it was material that was coming to the fore that needed to be answered.
Yes. Yes.
Then that in itself would have been a beautiful place to soothe in, just to be like, oh, okay, this is what needs done.
Yeah, that's so spot on, because when it's coming up, so it comes up in thought and it comes up in emotion.
Yeah.
It comes up and comes through your body to understand that this is something that has, this is a wounded part of me or a wounded experience that I've had that has never been heard, that has never been seen, that has never been understood. And it's forcing itself to be seen. It's forcing itself to be understood.
Yes.
If you'd understood that, and if I had understood that at the time as well, then how easier, not easy.
Oh, but easier, yes. Easier. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But when you don't have any awareness at that point, I mean, it is, it's the dark night of the soul. It's a darkness. You don't actually know what this is, where it has came from, or how to interpret it.
Yeah.
And it is not to be underestimated, the actual depth and the weight of the pain that is.
Yeah.
And in any form.
Mm. And you're dead right, because it's not, so the material is one thing, isn't it? So the material is coming through. So say, for example, if you're watching this, say the material that's coming through is shame, just for example. And it's telling you how awful of a human being you are and how rubbish you are. That material comes through, but it shows itself in the now. So it tells you how awful you are now. So maybe you've lost that job. Maybe you've lost that position. And it's whispering how awful you are and how rubbish you are and how nobody's going to love you. And all you're doing in that moment is making sense of what's coming up through this now. But very often that stuff doesn't belong in the now. It belongs in the past. It belongs in the detail of the past.
Yeah.
But you don't understand it like that. You see it as the now. And what happens is, if that shame comes up through like that, and that difficulty and those thoughts come up through like that, what happens is that because you've no understanding of where or what or why, then you shame yourself further.
Yeah.
Would that be fair, Fidelma? Is that how it was?
Absolutely.
For you?
Absolutely. And we live in a very performance, mind-based world, society, where there is so much pressure to be seen, to be performing, and the unshowing of any difficulty. So when you're not answering that, the quickness and, I want to be fixed and it has to be, that is so, so difficult on top of the pain itself.
Yes, absolutely. So what you're talking about there, which I think is brilliant and it needs mention, is that when this stuff's birthing, the shame that's on it, but then you want to get away from it. You want to go back to normal. You want to get fixed. You want to get up. Well, what was your experience of that?
I wanted instant. I just wanted to be fixed. And I mean, I basically was running. I was running for help.
Yeah.
You know, you were running to the medical model, running to maybe therapists, whoever you thought was actually going to fix this thing, fix this craziness, get me back to normal. I can't have this, the shame and the pain. And not only for yourself, you have to remember you have a family around you that's also witnessing this as well. So that's adding to, I want to be fixed for them, and all of that added pressure. So yeah, the birthing itself is, you know, it really is, as you describe it, Shauna, it's absolutely a phenomenally painful, difficult process combined with all those layers of how society actually sees it as well.
That's exactly right. Because there you are in pain. And when you present it to somebody, they don't see it as pain. They see it as madness. They see it as wrongness. They see it as failure. They see it as losing it. They see it. But what's happening is something very, very, very different from that. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, people term it as a breakdown. Mm-hmm. And I understand that it is a breakdown from the world of the mind. But really what it is it's a breaking through to actually the world of feeling. A different place, which we as a society are not actually taught, or maybe we haven't really had the knowledge to actually understand feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a journey from learning to go from the mind and the actually a world of feeling, which is a different world completely.
Yeah. Because for you and me, the wounds are birthed through the mind.
So yes.
It tells you how awful you are, how bad you are, whatever the wounds are, they're so specific to your own life.
Yes.
But
yes.
It comes through the mind. But it's really what you're pointing to is that when you use that material of birth and through you, you can find the source of it in the body.
Absolutely. Yes.
And then the healing takes place from then. But if you block that birthing, if you block that, or if you allow others to shame it, or if you allow others to stop it, or to call it a breakdown and get back to normal, if you allow that, then you don't really get to see the material that's there. You don't really get to birth that stuff. Because when that stuff's birthed, and we'll talk about that in a wee minute, because when that stuff's birthed, that is the undoing of the wounded you, so that you can become closer to the real you. We'll talk about that in a minute. So I want to pause a wee minute and go back, because I want to go back to how stuff actually births. And Fidelma's made a great point there. Hers birthed, would you say Pandora's box? Was it like a switch?
It was like a switch for me. At a complete feeling of not able to do.
Yeah.
Not able to do.
Okay. So you stopped in your tracks quite literally. Stopped.
Yes, quite literally. Okay. It was like a light switch.
Right. And geez, that would have been scary for them. What was that like?
Looking back, it's an indescribable place. The loss of self in that is really, really tough. Everything you've ever known yourself to be. Suddenly switches off. The fear surrounding that is phenomenal. Because to go from everything you've ever known yourself to be, to that being switched off. And you're basically starting to navigate in the world from a completely different place. That is a very, very dark and difficult experience.
Wow. This is really like,
they look back on.
You say like a light switch. Like
absolutely
operating in a certain way, and then all of a sudden this material starts to arrive and it brings you to your knees quite literally.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And as we've mentioned there before, on top of that, then you want to be back to yourself. You want this to happen, but it's like this material is there and you just don't know what it is or what they do with it or where it's coming from. So of course you start to label it, because everybody else labels it as some level of madness or, you know, and the shame of that, you actually really do start to question who you are.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, the labeling of it as madness or mental health or.
Yes.
And the diagnosis of it.
Yes.
For you, how did you feel about that? Was it diagnosed or was it not diagnosed, or how did you navigate that?
It was diagnosed. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I would say, Shauna, which I think this is the most beautiful thing out of everything that you learn through a healing journey, is that no matter really what I was told, fundamentally inside, I knew that there was a solution. I knew that there was a healing.
Wow.
And it can be really difficult when you're actually listening to a system world and a book world, a medical world. It's that's telling you that you're a certain thing. And, you know, the pain of listening to a diagnosis.
Yes.
And thinking that this is something that I have to live with. But there was just a burning, absolute burning desire for healing inside of me. That I knew that there was something more to this. There's a way home to this.
Absolutely. I can concur with that. I didn't get the diagnosis because it was one of my actual fears that I would be diagnosed and I would have to live with this pain forever. So that was what kept me going. It's the same thing as this tendency inside me to find out what the hell is this stuff. It cannot just be anxiety. It cannot just be depression. You just can't name this stuff. This has to be sourced from somewhere. It was all too real and gritty and difficult in me for it to be a mental health issue. For me, it wasn't just a plain diagnosis. For me, I had to find out the detail of this, find out the why, find out the what. That's what took it from the birthing process to a healing process.
Yes.
That's what moves it. I don't know how you feel about that, but for me, listening to what's birthing, but understanding what was birthing, what it wasn't some sort of chemical imbalance. It came from an experience in childhood. It came from difficulties that I had in my life. And that's why it was there. And all it was trying to do in the birthing process is put its hand up and say, hello, can me and you have a conversation?
Absolutely.
You've been sitting on me for 20, 30 years here. This isn't going to work for you. Yeah. I don't know how you feel about the simplicity of that. Is that over simplistic? I'm not sure.
When you've been on the healing journey, it's easy to look back on it in a simplistic way.
Yeah, it's a fair point.
And I think for anybody listening to this, that's something that I would like to say is, I understand the questioning and the depth of when you're actually in the pain. Mm-hmm. And do you maybe listen to something like this and think, I don't think it's that easy.
Yes, yes.
That's okay. Yes. That's okay to actually feel that.
Yes.
And to actually, because the depth and the weight of the pain is undescribable.
Yeah.
And by no means either are you ever sitting from a point of saying, here, I've done it, I've been through it, this is that. That's because every day we are actually all still living with birthing and renewing ourselves.
Yes.
But as a first experience of the depth of these core wounds coming out, the difficulty and the pain of that is undescribable. But maybe by listening to this and maybe by us actually sharing our stories, then maybe this will actually say to somebody, you know, this is what's happening to me then.
Yes.
This is actually what's happening to me. This is what the depression is. It's feeling it's material that hasn't been dealt with.
Yes. Yeah. And a lot of
this is what the anxiety is.
Absolutely. And a lot of that has happened over the pandemic, that we're in a situation that we've never been before, where our doing has been stopped, where our functioning has been controlled.
Absolutely.
And this material that you're rubbing up against is bursting through you. Now, you know, Fidelma described this switch. I would describe it, I wouldn't have had a far off experience. It was actually my birthing process happened after the birth of my first child. So all this material started to arrive. I had had a lot on it. Now, it wasn't that it wasn't there. It was always there. I just had had a very good way of controlling it, managing it, ticking the boxes to make sure it wasn't coming. But after he was born, I had no control over it. It just was coming. For a lot of people, the pandemic has brought that. It brought that situation. I hear it a lot in childbirth as well. A lot of women would describe having a child and it all coming. This birthing process, this material in our bodies and our minds all coming. So, you know, it doesn't have to be a light switch like Fidelma describes it. It doesn't have to be the way in childbirth. It can be just the constant rubbing up against pain and getting exhausted and like finding yourself not able to manage it any longer, but having dealt with it for 20 years. That too is the birthing process. So I don't want to be prescriptive about it or descriptive about it, because I don't think it's helpful. But it can birth in any of those ways. But what we're fundamentally saying, and I'll pass over to Fidelma now, but what I think we're fundamentally saying at this stage is, whatever way of birth, it's old material, it's old wounds that have never been seen. And our job here is not to shame it, not to fight with it, but to invite it. I don't know how that feels to you.
I would describe healing, Shauna, and the welcoming of the material. And I was just thinking about this actually before we came on to do this, and the word that I would use to describe it is freedom.
Yeah.
It's absolute freedom, like you've never known before.
Okay.
Because it's an understanding of yourself, your body and your life experiences that you have never actually known before.
Because it hasn't been available to you.
It hasn't been available to you. But when it becomes available, it's nothing to be ashamed of. Don't run from it. You know, welcome it.
Turn to it.
It's there for a reason. Turn to it. You know, the answer is actually in the pain.
Yeah, absolutely.
The answer is there in the pain.
Yeah.
There's work to be done. It's not a matter of just going to the pain. There is certainly work to be done to address the pain, but at least you actually know what it is.
Yeah. And that's a beautiful, that's so gorgeous actually, because when this pain arrives, if we're now beginning to understand it through our conversation that it's old parts of our wounded self that need shifted, need healed, need heard, need understood, need the airtime to go away, then what we're saying is that's the first stage. Acknowledge the birth and acknowledge what's coming. Acknowledge, don't shame yourself for it. Don't hurt yourself. Don't blame yourself for it. There is that inevitable wanting to be normal, wanting it to go away, wanting to go back, wanting for this whole thing to shut down. But what's happening, as Fidelma is alluding to here, is there is a process that is happening, and that process starts with acknowledging the pain, seeing what it needs, seeing how it needs to be removed. That's the first stage of the process is birthing, and the second stage is the acknowledgement. And as you say, there's work to be done. But the power is the power. You can't get to that place unless you acknowledge the birth. You can't get the healing unless you're face to face with it. Would you say that?
Yes, right? Absolutely. You know, we all are programmed to probably run from her feelings and suppress her feelings. And probably because of the pain that they actually present to people.
Absolutely.
No one wants to wake up and say, here, you know, I want to go there. Of course, we all want to stay away from pain. But I think when I say the word freedom, that's what I mean, is in actually knowing that pain itself actually gives you the answer.
Yes. The freedom is on the pain.
The freedom is on the pain.
Yeah.
And, you know, this idea of living in the perfect world and ticking all the boxes, that is not actually a true world, because you're not actually growing there. Because you only grow from pain.
That's right. You're only available to yourself. Yeah.
Yes. You can't stay in the pain either, because you're not going to grow from that either.
Yeah.
But it's being able to actually look at the pain.
Yeah. Understand it.
Understand it.
Yeah.
That's where your freedom comes.
Yeah.
That's where your growth happens.
Yes, exactly right. So, you know, when we're talking about this, we're talking about allowing the material to come, allowing the thoughts and making sense of them. And that's what we say about growing from the pain. We're talking about that collectively.
Yeah, yeah. But,
you know, my journey in getting there wasn't easy. My journey in turning in wasn't easy, because it was filled with potholes. It was filled with, you know, one of the statements I always think about is what was constantly in my mind at the time of birthing was, if you go near this.
Yeah.
You know, what will become of you, and
who
will you become? Yeah.
Who will you be?
Who will you be? And will you be the same thing that you were before the switch was turned off? Because the panic of that's real, isn't it?
Yeah. And what you'll find is that your mind will present to you the solutions that you have always known.
Yes.
And it will produce them at such a high level because it's so in fear of the pain itself. So you will be really getting thrown with a lot of external solutions. And it's actually knowing that those external solutions are not really the answer. They're only the mind's interpretation of what you need.
And that's absolutely perfectly put, because my solutions were buying. My solutions were getting. My solutions were bigger houses. My solutions were, you know, more clothes. My solutions were external. And dear Lord, when I was birthing, did my mind go on a frenzy?
Yeah.
Of, you know, move to the next thing, get a bigger job, get, and all in an effort just to keep me away from the pain.
Yes.
But they were, as you say, never the solutions.
They were never the solutions to this pain. Never. And you know, to actually follow those and to keep following that is an exhausting, exhausting place to live. It's absolutely exhausting. So to actually realize that everything you need actually comes from an internal place.
Yeah, it's massive, isn't it?
It's massive.
Yeah, and I suppose
absolutely massive. Yeah,
what we're doing now is we're skipping the whole healing journey. We're getting to the end.
Yeah, yeah.
And the amount of, you know, and that does come. And if you can trust those, that's perfect. Because if you can trust that whilst it's birthing, if you can trust the end game is getting to a place in yourself, is the clearing this pain. So if you think about the birthing process, is the beginning of it, the seeing of it. The middle bit is the healing of it, the working with it and the healing of it. And the end bit then is whenever that, if you allow that birthing process, if you don't shame it, if you don't blame it, if you don't shut it down, if you don't try to find external solutions for it, if you just kind of learn and it, move and it.
Yeah.
Then what happens then is, the only way I can describe it, and I'll want to hear how you describe it, is I always think about it like a magnet. You're born into this world perfect, beautiful, your wonderful self. And what happens is that we pick up all of this rubbish along the way. So this magnet gets covered with dirt. In this birthing process, the birthing process is showing you all of the stuff that's attached to you, all the rubbish, all the awfulness. All of the stuff that's untrue, all of the pain. And in the clearing process, you strip all that away and then you come back to your original self.
Yes.
And what happens is when you come back to that place, you don't want to go back to normal.
No.
You don't want to go back to the way it was, because now there's the real you that's sitting here.
Yeah.
Ready to love, ready to move forward. Is that how you see it, or how do you see it?
I describe it, Shauna, I think you mentioned there earlier on, you know, to me, when you're born, you're actually born with a divine compass of what your purpose is.
Yeah.
And it's actually fingerprint specific to everybody.
Yes.
There's no one thing that is success and happiness for everyone. That is not what we were born to be. And by being on this healing journey, you actually get to that fingerprint. You get so close all the time. It's not just an overnight.
No.
Every day you're working on it.
Absolutely.
Every day. That, you know, that needs to be said. This is not a here we have bought the t-shirts. An everyday process.
Yeah.
But once you have that fingerprint specific, you're not interested on the getting back to the idea of what the perfect happiness is. This is a different place to love from.
Yeah. You're so.
And I talked about, you know, the switch for me of the difficulty of the birthing.
Yeah.
And as I keep reinforcing, that is not to be underestimated in any level. You know, we're very quickly moving here from the birthing and to the healing and to the, that's a lot of work.
Yes.
It's a lot of internal work.
Yeah.
And a lot of understanding of self to get there. And so, you know, for anybody that is listening to this, you know, appreciate always where you're at on the journey, because it is a lot of work, but it's work worth doing.
Because at the end of it, we're talking about this fingerprint. We're talking, you call it fingerprint, which is beautiful. I call it soul work. It's work that you are here to do. It's the purpose. What's really interesting is a lot of what we're designed to do at the moment, or a lot of what we're told to do, is do that work first.
Yes.
When in fact, I think that the birthing and the healing work prepares you for that. So that
absolutely.
That a lot of people, you know, say find your purpose, find what you're supposed to do. It's very difficult to do that when you're wounded. It's very difficult to do that when you haven't birthed out this. It's a tug and pull situation. Where the process that you're talking about is this birthing of the wounded self, the healing of the wounded self, and then the recovery of the real self.
Yeah, and the other side of that I want to say there is. And it's almost like the light switch goes back on.
Yes.
and I remember being in a session with you, Shauna, and you saying, who switched the lights back on? Mm-hmm. And that is literally how it feels.
Yep.
The world becomes a beautiful, illuminated place to love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the joy of the journey.
Absolutely. But it can't actually allow you the birthing process.
But the birthing process is needed to actually bring you to that place again. And it's not back to an illuminated, perfect life, Instagram life. That's not where you're looking to live.
No.
It's a real authentic place of loving.
An embodied place where you're available.
An embodied place of loving.
Well, you're available to all the emotional material, good, bad, different, but you're not responded to in the same pain anymore. You're not allowing it. You're moving through it quicker. And but the joy is more illuminated. The gratitude's more illuminated because the pain's not there the way you don't.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when that's let go of, it's as I say, the word's freedom.
Yeah.
But it's freedom to love with the good and the bad.
Yes, that's the freedom. Yeah, and that brings us full circle back to birthing, because birthing is a scary, difficult process. So if you're going through it at the minute, understand that the allowing of this, the seeing of it, the getting in contact with it, the seeing the pain within, the understanding of what might be happening here.
Yeah.
Whether it's a slow burner, whether it's a Pandora's box, whether it's a light switch moment, doesn't matter. That material is valid and real to you. And
yes.
And that, and no matter what it says, no matter how it says it, no matter how it's coming through you, that find somebody that'll journey with that material, because I know that was part of our work, Fidelma.
Every Absolutely.
Time you would try to skip away, I bring you back.
Yes.
Every time you would try to find a solution, I bring you back to the pain. And we would have this tug and pull, because I was really interested in what the pain, the messages of the pain.
Yeah.
Find somebody that will facilitate that seems important.
The journey from the birthing to the healing, is without doubt, it's the toughest thing you'll ever do.
Yes. Amen to that. Absolutely.
That is the toughest thing you'll ever do.
Amen to that.
Because it's an awareness of yourself and your emotional world at a level that you've never known.
Yeah. And it's so difficult and tight. Yeah.
Yes. And there is difficult days.
Mm-hmm.
There is very difficult days with it.
Yeah.
But as we set out on this podcast, you know that those difficult days will end.
Yeah. If you
they will end.
If you turn in,
yes, if you turn in.
And what would you say, Fidelma, was the biggest thing for you? Was it listening to the pain? Because I know before we worked together, there was other work that you tried. Was that all trying to move you away from the pain?
Well, fundamentally, it was mind work.
Yes. Yeah.
And as I say, there's lots of beautiful people, you know, out there in terms of healing and wanting to heal, and everybody at the end of the day is doing their best in this process.
Sure.
And mind work, I suppose, essentially will maybe give some sense of soothing, a bit of ease.
Yeah.
But in terms of actually healing, anxiety.
Yeah.
The only way through it is through the body itself.
Absolutely.
There's absolutely no question of that.
Absolutely. And it's about anybody that's gone through this birthing process to find somebody who'll work with the material.
Completely.
Who'll allow you to visit it, who'll support you, who'll scaffold you to hold it, to hear it in a way that is curative, not in a way that's managing. But then again, that's your prerogative. If you're birthing and it's too difficult and it's too much happening outside you, sometimes you do need to shut it down for a while.
Absolutely, yes.
Shut it down until there's such a time that you can at least birth it properly with somebody with a good pair of hands that can hold you, that can help you through it, can help you learn and it, can help you back to it.
Yeah.
And that would be my top tip to anybody listening to this. If it's going through the birthing process, do you trust it? Do you understand that it's wounded pieces of self, like Fidelma has brilliantly explained throughout this podcast, that it's wounded pieces that have never been seen, have never been heard, have never been understood before, and they're coming out. And understand if this is the right time for you. You know, reach out for help in your family systems. You know,
absolutely, yes.
Take away the shame of this, because there's a beautiful process that is unfolding. And the more collectively, as a society, we can see it as that, then the more we can support those that are birthing these wounds.
Yes.
And that is the key to this entire thing. See it for what it is. See it for a beautiful unfolding process.
Yes.
And that life, that you're going to be free from wounds at the other end of it. And that's what's ahead of you. I don't know, do you want to speak to that, Fidelma? How did that feel to you? If you had known that at the beginning, how would you be?
If I had have known the place that I am in today at the stage of birthing, I would have been like, I want that now.
Yes.
I want that now.
Give me that healing.
But what you come to realize is that the actual birthing process in itself brings you to the now. You have to actually go through the pain. The pain is the lifting of those unnecessary layers that you're carrying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nobody else can do it for you. Mm-hmm. But it's the most empowering experience to actually learn and be facilitated, as I was, Shauna, by you from the best, to actually be your own healer.
Yes.
And your own hero in this journey.
Absolutely. Because with the end of it, what happens is what I call autonomy.
Yes.
I mean, everyone that's watching this can see how articulate Fidelma is in the process. And that's her own experience. That's not, this hasn't been taught. This isn't a professional process. This is coming through your own lived experience.
Your own lived experience, absolutely.
Which is incredible to listen to, because it sounds like it's a professional understanding, and it's not. Not yet, anyway. Not yet, anyway. But that's the next part of the journey, which is amazing. So if for anybody that's watching this, it's in the birthing process, and families that don't understand, maybe this podcast will help them understand what's happening. Because I think just to say that at the end, that there's these wounded parts of ourselves that lay buried in our minds and in our bodies, and they're coming up.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
And if you can understand that from this, and that it's sore and difficult, and your mind wants to go back, and your mind wants to control it, and your mind wants to find a solution. But really, the solution, as Fidelma says, is in the pain. And if you can understand that without shaming yourself, you will propel yourself on the healing journey.
Yeah. I think one of the greatest things that anybody that's supporting someone that's in the birthing process, that anybody can say, is that it's okay to be there.
Yeah.
Wow. It's okay to be there.
That's very
rather than hurry get up. Fixed, be better. Mm-hmm. It's okay to have those feelings. Probably, hopefully, as I say, maybe from this podcast, that they maybe realize that this is what this is.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You know. And that they, anybody supporting someone that's in terms of a birthing process, that they too understand what's actually happening to this person that they love.
Yeah. And that they don't need to be frightened or scared or.
They don't need to be frightened or scared. And likewise, for the person that's actually birthing, it's like, okay, we know what this is. We know there's a way forward with it.
And just about getting the right support to help you through that.
And about getting the right support.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yes, absolutely.
Imagine we both knew that at the beginning.
Yeah. Wow.
We both knew that. So wouldn't that have been a gorgeous place to be? You would have enjoyed the birthing process a wee bit more.
That would have been okay.
I love your interpretation. Okay, but not okay. Because that's the truth. So I think that's a lovely way to end. End this. Hopefully, if you're watching this evening, and that you're birthing, or somebody else is birthing wounded parts of themselves, that you have a wee bit more understanding. If you have any questions, leave a question below this podcast, and I'll certainly answer. We have lots of free resources, free videos, free bits that may extend your learning, core wound learning, if you want to take this further. So leave us a message, let us know how you get on with this. I want to thank Fidelma for being incredibly brave.
Thank you for having me, Shauna, and for this lovely privilege of sharing this with you.
Yeah, it's incredible to see the journey you've taken and where you are, and it's incredible to share that with others. So anybody that's watching this, hopefully this gives you hope of what is possible. Hopefully we have fulfilled our intention of giving hope for healing and the understanding of the birthing process. So thank you for joining us, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you very much, Shauna.
Thank you, Fidelma. Bye-bye.